This piece of jewelry was found by archaeologist Hjalmar Stolpe during the 1872-1895 excavations of the graves on Birka in the grave of a wealthy woman. The ring is inscribed with the words Ilalah in Arabic Kufic writing, which roughly translates to two or for Allah. Though three rings of similar styles have been found in Birka, this is the only ring found there with Arabic inscriptions on it. The center jewel is colored glass, while the ring is made of gilded silver. Though the ring itself was an unusual find, the rest of the grave goods found with the buried woman were typical of the region during that time. The ring shows an overall lack of wear due to the fact that there are still gild markings on the inside. Experts believe that the woman probably received this item directly from a trader and wore it on a cord around her waist, along with household items such as scissors and keys. This ring gives us a framework of just how far the trade influences of the Vikings extended. Items such as jewelry and pottery have been discovered in Scandinavia, which shows us that Vikings were not just bound to looting the coastal regions of Europe. Rather, they were involved in multi-continental commerce. Accounts from historians such as Ahmad ibn Fadlan gives us insight on the trading culture of Norsemen. They were able to travel great distances with their technologically advanced ships and thus gave windows to the Eastern world before looking to the West. Birka was also a major cosmopolitan trade center, and evidence has led scientists to believe that traders from the North, such as Finns and the Sami, as well as those from the East, such as Muslims, were able to have their goods brought and bought here during the Viking Age.